Deflating Pressure. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Deflating Pressure. I remember when I was a high school lad, and I just loved going out for wrestling and going out for boxing and going out for running. I was always the mile runner. I thought that was very good. And I would train for that regularly because that was a lot of fun. And I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I'd go down to the city park, which was on the Menominee River in Wauwatosa, and I would run along the river for, whatever the distance was. It was quite long. And I would take my dog along, and the two of us, we would run back and forth along the river until about, 6 o'clock. And after 2 hours of running, I'd come back to the house, and I would be all pressured up. I would just be raring to do everything. And there was nothing for me to do except to get ready for school and get ready for the day. And so I would go into my bedroom and I'd get ready to have my shower and I'd shower up. And then I'd go back in my bedroom again and I'd sit on my bed. And as I sat there, I said, I think this is a wonderful thing to do. I really like getting up. I feel so wonderful. I feel so powerful. I feel so brilliant. And then I still had a lot of pressure. I still had a lot of pressure about my body, and I just felt sort of a little uneasy. And so a voice in me said, well, let the pressure out. And I didn't really know I had pressure. It was just there. And so the boy said, let it out. And I said, sure, let it out. How? And the boy said, breathe deeply. Breathe deeply. It didn't tell me how many times to breathe. It just said, breathe deeply. And so I began to breathe deeply. I'm sitting on my bed, just finished my wonderful shower and feel all clean and good. And I breathe in. Not heavy duty breathing in, but just breathing in gently and then breathing out gently. And breathing in gently. And I gently breathed in and out, 10, 20 times. And then I'd relax. And I'd feel so peaceful and so good with myself. And then I'd breathe in and out again, another 20 times. And I did that two or three times. And after I did that two or three times, all of the tension, all of the pressure inside of me that I had built up with my running the parkway seemed to mellow out. And I felt at peace. I felt very good. And then I prepared myself for breakfast and went downstairs and joined the family. And no one says, where have you been? What have you been doing? Because nobody cared. They all had their own thing. We were five children, all with our unique patterns of life that pleased us. And our parents were happy that we got along well together and that we each did our own thing and that we were not causing conflict. And I sat at breakfast and I ate my breakfast, not fast, not slow, but just delighting in every morsel. And I sort of ate it with a peaceful pace. And the peaceful pace made me feel very relaxed, very at peace. And it wasn't long. Breakfast was over. We put all the dishes away and cleaned up the kitchen and we were ready to go to school. And we all went out, and I went out, and there was my friend Ronnie Rosen. He lived up the street from us, a few houses, and he was ready to go to school. And he was in my same class. And I said, morning, Ronnie! He never went by the name Ron. It was always Ronnie. And so, morning, Herb. I never went by the name Herbert. I always went by the name Herb. And so, morning, Herb. How are you doing? And I said, just wonderful. I said, Ronnie, when you run so beautifully, so wonderfully. You look just like there's no effort whatsoever in your running. And Ronnie turned to me and he said, you know, Herb, that's right. I don't have any effort. I just like to run. I said, well, what do you mean you like to run? How did you learn to like to run? How did you run with such feather feet like you have, just like the winged angel, my goodness sakes? And he said, well, my coach in racing, I'm on the sprint, my coach in racing said, run on your toes. And I said, well, that's a terribly hard thing to do, to run on your toes. He said, yes, it's true. And my coach said, if I can train myself to run on my toes and be relaxed at the same time, he said, I'll be a winner in any game I want to play. And so I have been working on that. I believe my coach. He knows what he's talking about. He's had a lot of high school kids, and he's worked with us through these years, and he's still here, and he knows what he's talking about. And I listened to Ronnie, and I thought, boy, know what you're talking about, running on your toes. That's a tough thing to do. And so I said, okay, Ronnie, you show me how you run on your toes. So I jogged along with him while he ran on his toes. He didn't run in any hurry. He just ran with his toes up. And he was up on his toes, and he was up on... He did not come down on his heel. He stayed on his toes. He's almost like a ballet dancer. And I thought to myself, hey, you know, Ron, you're almost like a ballet dancer. He says, Herb, I like to be called Ronnie. Oh, excuse me, Ronnie. You're almost like a ballet dancer. And he says, well, my coach says the ballet dancers really know how to move, and they can move tirelessly and effortlessly for hours and hours and hours, dancing on their toes, dancing at the very peak of their performance. They're fantastic. And I said, well, that certainly is pretty nice. So I tried to follow what Ronnie Rosen was doing. And as I tried to follow him, it was a very tedious thing. But I tried it again and again and again. I tried it on my mornings, and then I stopped trying it. And I just said to myself, okay, I'm not going to try it anymore. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to feel good about running on my toes. I'm not going to try it. I'm just going to feel good about running on my toes. So I started to run on my toes. And pretty soon, it was as easy as could be. Pretty soon, I floated over the ground just as though I had no feet at all. I was just moving along like a beautiful breeze across the ground. And the next day, actually a few days later, a week later, I said to Ronnie, I said, you know, I've been doing what you said, and it really is quite something. You feel like you're floating over the ground. And Ronnie says, yes, that's right. You feel just like you're floating over the ground because you have no pressure. You have deflated all the pressure in your body, in your thinking, in your breathing, in your attitude about yourself, and you are at peace with yourself. It is just all so wonderful. And I said, well, gee, that is really great, Ronnie. I really appreciate you showing me how to do that. I didn't show you how to do it. You showed yourself. I just told you what I did, and then you did what you did. You don't do what I do. What do you mean I don't do what you do? Well, watch. Now, I'll run around here a little bit, and you watch real closely what I'm doing. And I watched him, and I didn't see anything. I didn't see his feet moving. I didn't see his body moving. I didn't see anything. I just saw him. And I thought to myself, hey, I'm really not aware of his feet moving. I'm not aware of his body moving. I'm not aware of anything at all, except that he is just like a feather floating along. And I said, you know, you're just like a feather floating along. He says, that's what my coach says we should be. Just like feathers floating along. You know, Herb, you should be in my sprinter training class. I said, well, I'm in the cross-country running. And he says, well, whatever. And so I continue to use his ability to move along effortlessly, without pressure, moving in a most beautiful way. And whenever I started to have any condition that came into my life that brought pressure to me, that made me feel tense and uptight, I would go outside and I would take a short run. I would run on my toes. I would run so effortlessly, so beautifully. I would breathe deeply, slowly, and out, in and out. I would breathe so comfortably that all the pressure in my entire body faded away. And all that was left was a feeling of peace, a feeling of oneness, a feeling of floating, a feeling of goodness. I'll never forget Ronnie Rosen for the gift that he has given me. Perhaps I should have gone to meet his coach. But actually, I had his coach too, but he taught a little differently for cross country than he did for sprinting. But what I learned from Ronnie, I learned as a gift for life. For me, I walk as a breeze. I walk up and down the mountains here in our absolute monastery. The 104 miles of 104 acres that we have here, I'm walking all around every morning, and I feel wonderful, I feel good, I feel peaceful. And whenever I feel a little bit bedraggled, I breathe deeply, and I deflate my pressure in my body, in my life, in myself. And then I just sort of move along, Rex and I walking together around the path, up and down the mountainsides, feeling wonderful, feeling glorious, feeling good. Because what we're doing, we're deflating the pressure of everyday life. We're deflating the pressure of experiences that might have challenged us. We're deflating all of the things that would cause us to feel pressure. And we are relaxed and we are at peace. Both Rex and I. We love it. My golden retriever is a good lesson to me. Because whenever he can, he sits down or lays down and rests. And then when we're on the go again, he is everywhere. He is in and out of the path. He is all over the place. And then when we sit down to meditate and I have my moment of peace, he lies down right next to me and has his moments of peace with me. He deflates his pressure too. And I deflate mine. And we make a wonderful team. All is in divine order when my pressure is balanced. All is in divine order when I do what makes me happy, what makes me peaceful, what makes me feel good. All is in divine order when I know who and what I am. And I delight in being who and what I am, because really and truly, nothing else matters. That's what being in balance is all about. That's what being in peace is all about. And that's what being me is all about. I like me. I like me. I like me. Whenever I feel pressure growing in me, I deflate that pressure, and I am peace, and I am the master of all the circumstances in my life. Each one of us can do this. To a degree, each one of us do this. But when we do it with purpose and with programming, we do it most effectively. That benefits our life, benefits our world, benefits who we are, and makes us feel like we are on top of the world. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.